It's Gurney's Got It, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Elizabeth from Gurney Mills filling in. She gets to go from being the interviewee to the interviewer.
I know. And it's exciting to be on the flip side here.
I'm not used to you being this professional. Like, you're always somewhat professional, but this professional.
That's harsh. I like knowing things. I like asking people about themselves and their business. Okay, well, then here we go. Well, then you and I are the perfect co-hosts for this segment then. So.
Yes.
Well, we have Paula here. She's actually with Riverside Cafe right here in Gurney. But today you're here to talk about the farmer's market. So tell me a little bit about how you got going with the farmer's market in general. You probably were part of it in previous years, and then COVID kind of shut it all down for a while, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. But I actually reached out to Ellen Dean and kind of asked her if we were going to be having a farmer's market for, 2021.
Yeah, good for you.
And after she said no and asked if I wanted to maybe host one, I thought about it and I was, I kind of just jumped in. Yeah.
Good for you. Because I'm sure that the cafe keeps you plenty busy.
Yeah, just a bit.
Just a bit, right? So the farmer's market is back. It's kicking off this week, actually, this Sunday from 11 to 3 at Riverside Plaza. And if you're if you live in the area, you know where that is. But if you don't and you're listening to the radio station, how would you describe how to find Riverside Plaza?
Sure. So it's going to be in the corner of Route 21 and Washington Street. So if you Google Riverside Cafe, it'll be right outside pretty much. So you won't miss us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I always use Six Flags as like my marker because I'm not from this area either. So east or west of Six Flags?
It's going to be east of Six Flags by the employee entrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're as bad as me. I can find Gurney Mills and I can find Six Flags.
No.
Yeah, tell me how close you are to those things.
It's one of those things that if you're local, you use like either street names or street numbers differently, right? Yes, Wes, that's true.
Who's landmarks?
He's like looking at me like, okay, landmarks. Okay, yeah. Landmarks. Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about the vendors that are going to be at the farmer's market.
We currently have officially 14 vendors attending.
Yay!
The list is growing. I just need, the last couple to officially apply.
Okay.
The vendor list is still open, so if people are interested, they can apply. Just send an email to gurneyfm@gmail.com.
gurneyfm@gmail.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have 14 vendors, and I have the list. I'd be happy to announce it here.
I am very curious. I love going to the farmer's market. I kind of have my staples. Do you want to hear my staples? I always get a bouquet of flowers. I always get cheese curds. I know that's weird, but I like the cheese curds. And then peaches. Is that weird? Those are my three staples. Wes is looking at me like,
I mean, I guess if you put them in a blender, it's kind of strange. Separate, they're all fine.
So I'm assuming you probably have an artisanal, or did I say that right? Artisanal? Artisanal. No?
I don't know what word you're trying to say. You can't use big words with me.
You got a cheese person. We'll say that. You got a cheese person.
At the moment, I'm actually hoping.
Okay, fingers crossed there'll be a cheese vendor.
Well, I have what's called the Authentic Cheese Bread Company. They're actually a company in Gurney.
Okay.
They'll be attending the market. They sell Brazilian baked goods.
Yum.
They're so good.
Yum, yum, yum.
Did you want me to name? Like?
Well, do you have flowers?
Yes.
I will be there if there are fresh flowers.
Yes.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I love fresh flowers.
I didn't look at you.
And they're always better coming from a fresh farmer's market than they are from the grocery store. They're just better. They're better quality. Okay, what else? What are the other vendors we could expect?
We have Nothing Bun Cakes joining us, Paleo Products, Plant House, From the Flower Field, Rainbow Ponchi, Six Generations Farming.
Rainbow Ponchi.
So she sells like fabrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
And we have baked goods also from the Spotted Frog Bakery.
Yum.
And Riverside Cafe will also be there.
Oh, good.
You're kind of running the show, aren't you? I assume you're going to be there.
She gets grandfathered in.
Right?
It kind of keeps us humble. I don't know if you can take us back to our roots.
That's great. So now, if you are a vendor, if you're somebody in the area and this is your jam, no pun intended there. I think we'll put some jams there. See what I did there? What do you need to bring? Your own table, obviously.
Yes,
tents.
So you have
like,
to
what's
sign
the
up first online. Like, send an email to gurneyfm@gmail.com first, and then I'll send you the link to apply online. but they would require to have, you know, their canopy tents, tables, and whatever it is that they need to properly operate their small business.
Okay. So they probably already have like the permits and all that kind of established, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. What if it rains? I don't even like to say that out loud because.
So, yeah, there's a 50% chance
that
it'll rain on Sunday.
But that's a 50% chance that it'll be sunny.
Right.
See, I like to stay positive.
And if you knew how meteorology worked, that doesn't mean it's actually 50% chance.
I know
that?
Right?
50% chance for the area. So you can be more close to the lake where that's that 50%. It can be 20% where they are.
So that's even better odds.
Yeah, you can't ever go by the... We had a meteorologist on to explain the percentages.
Oh,
it's really confusing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So rain or shine, though, is what we're saying.
Yes, rain or shine. But if there's any thunder, then we'd have to call it.
Thunder or lightning, we got to call it. Okay. Well, I will not... be a rainmaker. I will hope that you guys have sunny skies for your farmers market. And I'm just really excited to hear that there's, you know, reinvigorated interest, because I know that, you know, going through a pandemic, and a farmers market is something that is kind of a staple in a community, and a lot of people really look forward to it. You know, I've got little kids, you've got kids. I mean, I take our kids even too. It's just a nice experience.
Speaking of
them.
Kids, we will have kids' activities with Ernie. So there'll be music and hula hooping and bubbles and all sorts of things for him.
Lots of things for families to do. So lots of great vendors. We've got your cheese. We've got your breads, baked goods, your coffee, your tea, your fresh flowers, your vegetables, all in one spot.
Vegetables make sense.
Yes.
And fruits.
It does. Farmer's market. Exactly. Well, thank you, Paula, for coming in.
We got to get your gurney go-to.
Your gurney go-to.
Yes, so Dairy Queen recently relocated to Riverside Plaza, so I just wanted to give them a shout-out.
How convenient.
Yeah. So it's obviously it's ice cream. It's summertime. It's perfect.
Right, so that's your go-to. Yeah. You got a sweet tooth. What's your favorite topping?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever tried that.
You use a whole dessert as a topping. You know that's a topping.
That's a twofer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. Colleen, what about you? What's your go-to in gurney?
So in my shout-out will be going to A Major Music, which is a music store in gurney. Been here over 20 years. Full disclosure, my sister owns A Major Music.
Convenient.
It's on the east side of town, just past 41 Viaduct, which now you can get through.
Great.
And if you're looking to rent instruments, buy instruments, guitars, accessories, reeds, picks, you name
cool.
it, sheet music, that's where you want to go.
Kidding. Does the school district work with
A Major
store?
Music works with a number of school Stores. Districts renting for, instruments okay. and things like that for the band programs and the strings and the violins.
Oh, but neat.
For also for people that are hobbyists, a lot of people picked up playing an instrument in the last year.
That's right.
For someone to fill their
because
time.
They have extra time on their hands.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
You know what? That is a nice way to wrap up this segment. Gurney really does got it.
That's right.